Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another big night for Brayhead Clan, another victory, defeating Dundee Stars by 6-4. The Clan equaled their longest ever winning streak, making it 8 without loss, with a 6-2 win over the bottom of the table club. Lee Esders put the Clan ahead in the first period, with Ryan Kavanagh showing great skill to take a touch, then send the puck into the net to make it 2-0. Scott Pitt then poked home from close range as Brayhead went 3-up without reply to reinforce their winning position. Then Zach Fitzgerald and Brad Plumpton were ejected from the game for misconduct calls each, before Paul Swindlehurst beat Kyle Jones with a powerful drive, pulling one back for the Stars. History was made as Lee Salter scored Brayhead Clan's 1,000th ever goal, taking advantage of Swindlehurst's error to go through and Mark Chevery. It was 4-1 and it was goal number 1,000. Lee Salter's was there again. Scott Pitt through the middle, laid off for Derek Rail, who sent it home for 5-1. And then an almost identical move saw Matt Keith set up Stefan Meyer, and it was number 6 shorthanded, 6-1 for the Clan. Joe Myers came on for the last 10 minutes or so of the game. Sean Ringrose getting the better of the Clan backup netminder to make it 6-2. But it was a happy night for the Clan all round, defeating the Tayside club. Get some reaction for you in just a second. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, that's 8 wins in a row now. Good feeling in that dressing room?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, it's always nice when you got a Saturday home game and you don't have to get up and play the next day. So it's always a good feeling, and you know, the guys will get a well deserved day off tomorrow and get back at it on Monday.
Great attitude from the guys all the way through the game as well. Is that the most pleasing thing about this victory?
Yeah, I think the last time they came in here, you know, it was a 2-1 game, and we controlled most of it, but we didn't really penetrate. We didn't get inside on them, and I kind of thought we took it easy. We wanted to come out and be physical, and sometimes it's difficult when you got the puck all the time to be throwing hits, and you know. But we changed our game plan up a little bit today, and you know, I thought we executed when we had chances, and you know, we created a lot coming out of our zone. We gave a couple different looks on our breakout, and it was a good game. It was a good game all around. You know, it was always good when that third unit, our third power play unit, gets out there and scores a big goal to get us going. And you know, it's a good buzz around the room right now.
Was it much of an impact on losing Zach Fitzgerald when he did?
Obviously, Fitzy's got a role, and you know, like I said, he keeps guys on their toes and keeps guys honest, and you know, we didn't want to lose him, but at the end of the day, he plays his role and he plays it good, and whether he deserved, you know, both of them deserved to get kicked out, and you know, it's a ref's discretion, but at the end of the day, it had no bearing on us, and it definitely affected them more than it did us, because they came in low bodies, and then you know, losing another defenseman, you know, that hurts.
Great attacking going forward as well, especially catching them on the break. The fifth and the sixth goals in particular caught them cold. How do you train that?
Yeah, like I said, we knew that they were going to come in and trap us and try to limit our speed through the neutral zone. So we were working all week on how to break that, you know, and we had a few different ideas of doing it, and we used almost every one today, and it was good. These kind of games are good because you're allowed to try different things, and it's great to get Joe Myers, you know, some valuable ice time, and he's deserved it. He probably deserves more than he gets, and it was nice to get him in there. But no, I thought the guys, you know, stuck to our game plan tonight. We wanted to put on a good performance. The last time we played him wasn't a great performance, and we just wanted to reward our fans, and it was another great crowd. So hopefully they went home happy.
Day off tomorrow. Will you be nervously watching the other scores coming in?
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's an exciting time, but at the end of the day, we don't want to get in a position where we're reliant on anybody to do us any favors. So anytime you can kick and put your feet up on a Sunday when everybody else is working, it's always nice. So no, we'll enjoy it and keep a keen eye on what's going on around the league and get back to work on Monday.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Now joined by Lee Salters, the scorer of Clan's 1,000th goal. Lee, bit of history tonight.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, we talked about it a little bit. I didn't really know anything about it until Railer said something in between the second intermission. So it's pretty neat to have, and quite an accomplishment. I'm pretty happy about it.
I mean, the puck kind of broke for you. Paul Swindlehurst had it. I think he tried to do something with it. You got in his way. Next thing you know, you're clean through. And Chevrolet, what's going through your head at that moment?
You know what? I think most of the guys know my move in the shootout. You know, we play juice boy at the end of practice every week. And I think my move's always the low blocker. So hopefully there's not any away goalies watching this giving it away too much. But, you know, I keep it pretty basic and shoot, so.
What about the win tonight, though? 6-2 over Dundee, reinforcing that position at the top of the league as well. Give us an idea of what it's like in the locker room right now.
You know, the guys are happy. You know, anytime you go on a win streak, I think the guys, you know, you can see it in the room. And it goes vice versa, too. When the guys aren't winning, you can see, you can tell in the dressing room when the guys aren't winning. So the atmosphere is great. You know, we just got to keep rolling from what we're doing right now.
You've got a day off tomorrow. Will you be keeping an eye on the other results coming through as they happen?
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's pretty close still. You know, we got games in hand. So we're always looking at it. And but at the same time, we're more focused on what we're supposed to do. So, yeah, we're watching a little bit.
Big week coming up as well. Coventry Blaze come here on Wednesday night, the second leg of that Challenge Cup quarter-final. Great position to be in after the first leg as well. What's the game plan?
You know, I think we played them well last time, and, you know, they played well last time as well. They got a new coach in there and brought in some new systems, and, you know, they're pretty good defensively. So I think what we've been doing so far, I think we've just got a roll from the game plan.
Thanks very much, Lee.
Thank you.
Clan captain Matt Keith joins us now. Matt, thanks for joining us. 6-2 win over Dundee tonight. The wins just keep on coming.
Yeah, you know, it's a big team win again. I mean, these are the games that we need to win. You know, you come in, you get a team like Dundee who's struggling, maybe, you know, after their loss on Wednesday, but they're dangerous, right? And you don't know how those games are going to go, and it happened to us a few weeks ago here. So, you know, that was a huge goal by our third line to get us going, and good contributions again from everybody.
You mentioned that last time Dundee were here, they played a very defensive game. They kept you guys very much camped in, and certainly your own half of the ice. How important was it to get by that again, not have them do that again?
Well, we worked on it, you know, the last couple of days in practice, and Finner had, you know, had some video for us to try and break it down and see, you know, what we can do to get through it. And a lot of times when you play a team like that, they're just waiting for you to make a mistake. And I thought tonight, you know, we limited our mistakes. We got the puck deep when we had to, and kept the chances to a minimal. And when they did get a chance, we had Jonesy or Mizey were there to stop us.
Now, we've had Ryan Finnerty talking about what it's like to coach these guys. What's it like to be captain of them?
It's a great group, you know. It's a great group of guys, and you know, when you're winning and things are going well, you know, nobody cares who's scoring the goals. The important thing is that we're winning. You know that every guy has the same mentality as winning's the big thing, and you know, you get to play at home now. You know, we went through the start of the year where we were on the road all the time. We did that, so now we can be at home, and it's important to win in front of these fans because they're so good, and they're great for us.
The way the fixtures have worked out, I think there's only about three trips outside of Scotland left between now and the end of the season, certainly as the fixtures currently stand. Does that give the Clan an advantage?
You know what? I mean, if you look at it on paper, then you can say, yeah, it gives us an advantage, but it's only an advantage if we win our games. You know, and the other teams in the other conference, they're battling. They're trying to catch us, or they're trying to, you know, win their games in hand to keep it tight. And if we go out and if we lose, or if we don't play well one particular weekend, we're right back to square, and that's something that we need to be aware of.
We've got the game of Coventry coming up on Wednesday as well. Some important rest between now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll take tomorrow off and you know, kind of recharge a little bit, and then we'll get back at it on Monday. Get together as a group, and then, you know, really focus. It's a big game for us, and we need to come out well. They're a team that, you know, same thing as what we played tonight. They're a team that if you let them hang around, they can be dangerous.
Thanks very much, Matt.
Thank you.
And that's the view from the Brayhead Clan camp after another big victory here at Brayhead Arena over the Dundee Stars. Well, the game's coming thick and fast. The next one is on Wednesday, the 21st of January, when the Clan take on Coventry Blaze in the second leg of the Challenge Cup quarter-final. The Clan, of course, 3-1 up from the first game, which took place at the Sky Dome last week. Those tickets are available from Brayhead Arena right now. You can get them on Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700. That's 0844 499 1700. Or from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Brayhead Clan versus Coventry Blaze this Wednesday, the 21st of January. Face off at 7:30. To get the latest news from the Clan, go on the club's website, brayheadclan.com. Find the club on Facebook and also on Twitter at brayhead_clan. That's all from Clan Radio tonight, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Bye for now.